Straight Talk 1400 KJFF. It is time for the DeSoto School District Report. On the line right now, we have Principal Mary Smith with Vineland Elementary School there in the DeSoto District. Good morning. Thank you for being on the program.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. How about yourself?
We're doing fantastic.
And of course, you have some students alongside with you this morning to talk about various things going on there at the school.
I do. I have one of our sixth grade students who's going to talk about our student council effort.
Okay. And tell us some things about that.
The Vineland Canned Food Drive was November 12th through November 20th. All the canned goods and money went to the DeSoto Food Pantry. Vineland brought in 4,312 cans and $361. We also hosted a Vineland Athena Teacher Cage Ball volleyball game on November 27th. Admission was 2 cans and $2. The game raised an additional 500 cans and $321.20 for the Vineland DeSoto Food Pantry. It was a really fun night.
I can imagine so. And what's your name?
Kaylee Mahalik.
And what grade are you?
Six.
Very good. And it's good to kind of give back and help out the community.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. And what else does the school have going on?
We will also be doing a spring coin drive. The money will be raised, will go to the Walker Johns Childhood Cancer Foundation.
And very important to be doing as well as a school.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what else do you have going on?
We have kindergarten registration coming up right around the corner. We will have our incoming 2019-2020 kindergartners. We are anxious to meet all of them. We have that registration on Wednesday, March 27th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Thursday, March 28th from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then Friday, March 29th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're always very excited to see our new friends that will be joining us for our kindergarten year. We're already starting to think about that and make plans for next school year, which seems a little bit crazy given it's January, but things always start early. So we encourage our families to get registered early.
And that's always one thing. The schools have to always prepare in advance for things like this as well.
We do. You know, the earlier that we have our students enroll, we can start making plans as far as classes, class sizes. A lot depends on that enrollment as far as getting our students in so that we can be prepared.
And where do parents go about contacting the district or things like that to kind of get prepared to register?
They will make an appointment by calling our main office. Our main enrollment secretary is Jenny Hunt, and that number is 636-586-1010. She's extension 3011. They'll make an appointment. They actually do some screening, again, just to have all the information that we can have as students are entering into school to make sure we have all the services that are needed. Some items to bring, which are always really good, are the proof of residency, birth certificate, and the shot records from the doctor's office. If they have them that day, that's great. Otherwise, they can drop them off another time.
And, of course, those are needed to obviously register your student for school.
Absolutely. Yep. Those three things, the proof of residency, the birth certificate, and the immunization records are definitely a must. And also students need to be 5 years old before July 31st. There's that July 31st cutoff, so you have to be five before July 31st in order to register.
Okay. And is there anything else coming up for the school there as well?
We are getting ready to get into that busy time of year where we're going to be doing our MAP test. It's going to be right around the corner. We have our student leadership teams that have been a big thing for our school this year. We have those once a month. Those are ongoing. Our student council will be doing their coin drive. That will be coming up soon in the spring. It seems like we just have activities all of the time. We have our Dragonettes and our Dragon Dudes who are practicing two times a week, and they have their performances coming up. It's just a busy, busy, it's always busy.
But it's really great community events, though, helping raise money for this or that, and it's always good to help give back as well.
Absolutely. Our students are loving the canned food drive. Was amazing, the amount of leadership they take on and pride they take in their school, and then also their school being able to help out the community. It's always amazing to see our foyer in our school is just filled with items every time we do it. But it seems like in our community, that's what happens. Anytime we put a need out there, it's met, and then some. It's always the coin drive will be the same. It always is. Our parents, our community, everyone always steps up to help out.
And kind of going back to the MAP testing part, when is that coming up for your school?
We have our window. Our window spans all the way from basically April through the end of through the last day of school. And so our students will be, we're finalizing schedules. They'll basically be testing different grade levels, 3, 4, 5, and 6, all the way from April basically through to the end of the school, because we do 3rd grade, 4th grade, 5th grade, 6th grade. We try not to do it all at the same time for obvious reasons. It's coming up right around the corner.
And what can parents and students do to kind of prepare or better their chances of doing well on the MAP test in the next couple of months?
Always good night's sleep, good breakfast in the morning, encouragement, just encouraging students to do their very best. Sometimes kids get nervous about it. So just being able to put their mind at ease that they're prepared. Our students do an excellent job. Our teachers do an excellent job preparing our students. And so just for parents then to reassure them that they can do it, and just making sure they get a good night's sleep. They'll be a little bit more tired that week. They always are, just from the testing environment. And so just to support them in any way that they can.
Very good. And I know students just returned back to classes in the last week or two there at the DeSoto School District. And how have things been going so far this portion of the year?
Amazing. Anytime we come back from break, it's almost kind of like the first day of school all over again. The kids are excited. The teachers are excited. We miss them when they're gone. I think they miss us too. Some say it, some maybe don't. But it's been amazing. It's been very smooth. Kids get right back into their routine. Teachers will tweak whatever maybe wasn't working for them in first semester. So having that extended break really helps to kind of give it that first day of school feel all over again. It's been wonderful.
Very good. And is there anything else you'd like to mention coming up for the elementary school or anything like that?
I don't think so. We're partnering with a Night to Shine event, which is February the 8th, and that's going to be hosted at Vineland this year. That's going to be a great evening here at Vineland. It's an outside organization coming in, so we've been working on that to partner as far as making that successful. We have our 5th grade students graduating on Friday with the ATI program, which is formerly like DARE. They have their graduation on Friday, and we'll have that social. We'll be traveling over to Athena Friday night to be able to celebrate with Athena, our 5th graders, so that'll be good too. We have lots of exciting things coming up. We're excited about it.
And parents who want to find out more information, they can always go to the district's website and search up Vineland Elementary?
Absolutely. We have a Facebook, Twitter, the district website also. They can also call the office or send me an email. Totally fine.
Very good. Well, I appreciate your time this morning and being on the radio.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Well, once again, that is Principal Mary Smith with Vineland Elementary, all a part of the DeSoto School District, for the DeSoto School District Report right here on Straight Talk 1400 KJFF.